Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! We got some of the squad back. Myself, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Special guest, Brennan.
When does that go away? That's what
never
I want to know.
When you're it's consistent forever. Again, motherfucker.
I'm here more than who?
Then who? What are you who?
Who are you here more than?
I don't know. Who's
nobody.
Not here?
Nobody.
Who's not here?
Okay, Ice.
You're not here more than Ice at this point.
Yeah.
Y'all neck and neck, you're not here more than him.
This last 2 week span, you got him beat.
Okay, fine. You got him beat these past 2 weeks. All right. So you can have that.
I'd argue the last month then.
I wouldn't.
You argue the season. This summer. It's Brennan's summer.
Overall, I am in more episodes than Ice.
This past month.
In general.
Okay.
Okay, I mean.
It's not even close. Like the first year, he wasn't even in it.
Yeah,
okay, well, that's not fair.
That's
not even exactly true. Like more like the first month and a half he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Ice
was that.
Nah, he was in it pretty early.
It was pretty
it was
you left for the jungle pretty quick.
Yeah, remember?
No.
Yes.
I feel like it was longer than a month and a half.
It might have been
if anybody knows,
it was 3 months. But no whole ass Ice today. The punk ass Ice is gone. He didn't show up.
Hey, my tummy. I'm hurting, guys. Can I take a rain check for the next
was this necessary?
For the next week? I mean,
honestly, if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, you're no, for,
yeah, I'm actually
for sure.
Happy stay
for sure,
home.
For sure, like, stay home.
It's a good thing. We're
going to take shots
bro.
At you regardless. Fuck that,
no, you're
man.
Right, you're right.
We're taking shots. We take shots at Brennan all the time. We going to let Ice off the hook?
No.
Y'all wouldn't let me off the hook either. Y'all would come in at
that's
my neck.
That's because it's funny because Brennan can hear it sometimes.
Yeah, Brennan's in like the next room. He's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
But you know. Okay.
No, I was gonna say he ate some funky at Anime Expo. Yeah. Sir Spectacular says he's got them bubble guts, and I think that's about right.
I mean,
right.
I don't know what he did Sunday. I didn't go Sunday. I mean, I didn't go Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, I was tired. I saw everything I needed to see. I was done for. I was hurting at that. My
did you go to the concert, or did only Ice do that?
He went to the concert. I didn't because that concert was like at 9:30 at night.
I
was just
know.
Like, bro, because you had to understand something. Ice came late every day, every night,
that's
every
true.
Day.
This is true.
I was there like at 10 a.m.
Yeah. We were all
there all the time
at open.
Yeah. So it was like. I wasn't gonna stay from like 10 to fucking 9:30. I didn't have.
No, yeah, it's a long day.
Yeah, it's a
long
day. But yeah, you know what? You want to hear talk our shit? Do talks, debates, have our shit, talk our shit. Join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation. Animation. Join that Patreon, man. We do dope stuff, man. We gave away a couple passes.
Yeah, a couple 4-day passes.
A couple 4-day passes to Anime Expo. Now, we didn't see the, I forgot who was.
We didn't see Quinn there, but we did see Tiger.
Tiger came through.
Shout out to Tiger.
He came through and he watched us. You know, we met up with him, talked to him a little bit. Shout out to Tiger, man. He has a coffee business also, so shout out to him. He's going to try to send us some
cool
stuff.
Yeah, cool dude.
Yeah, nice. Super cool dude. Super cool
dude.
Yeah,
he's super dope.
So we offer some good stuff on our Patreon. That's why you join, man. We give you free passes. Also, let's do a, you know, I got a special little gift.
Got a little something.
Hold on. Let me go grab that real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, why don't you grab that?
So, y'all, I got a mystery box.
Ooh.
Got a mystery box. We're going to unbox this right here for y'all. And then y'all wait there for a second. I might have a little something special for y'all.
So, Keenan, this is one of the... This is the mystery box you got at Anime Expo, right?
Yeah, at the Anime Expo. It was a nice little hot 60.
Was it a specific vendor or
Akibento?
Akibento.
Okay.
Good job, Brent. Appreciate that.
Good call.
Akibento. So.
Yeah. I should have worn my jacket. Damn it.
Mm.
Right. What? Where are you not? Why are you not wearing
it? You wore
that?
Nothing. You didn't wear the shirt. The jacket. You didn't. Oh, God,
I'm motherfucking here.
Oh, okay.
This is fair.
My presence.
Yeah, my presence is a present. Kiss my ass.
All right. So, what we got on here, we got a Nezuko pop.
Nezuko.
Yeah, let me eat that. My sister-in-law wants that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can get that to Amani.
That's Amani.
We got a slime trucker hat.
And I'll take that as well.
Brennan's getting this whole box so far.
Brennan's getting that. Manga, Konosuba God's Blessing on the Wonderful Worlds.
Let me see that.
I don't know what that is, to be honest
Brennan
with you.
Brennan wants that too?
I don't know.
No, this looks like the guy from Shield Hero.
It does sort of look like Shield Hero type stuff, yeah.
I mean, that's the same exact outfit.
Does he have the shield? Well, he's wielding a sword, which we know that Naofumi can't do.
You're correct.
There we go.
And I know Rob was looking at it, and he was like, "This he looks trash."
He was like, "This shit looks trash."
That does not look like a good anime manga. I'm not going to.
It looks like
it looked trash.
Like
bro.
I said, it looked like a thirstier version of Shield Hero.
Yeah,
be completely
I guess a little plush little character. Do you know what this is from, Brennan? Is this a slime also?
I could be completely wrong. This shit could be fire. I have no idea.
No, I don't know who that's from.
So it's a little a blue hair character. I don't know who this is.
What
to
we
be
got
honest.
Here? What we got here?
Does it say?
Isn't there a tag?
I'm not sure. It says it's a squishable.
Here. Let me see it. I'll open it.
Lady with blue hair.
Got some Mob Psycho playing cards.
Yo,
though.
Yes. That's the winner right there.
Playing cards. I'm actually hyped about these.
Those are pretty cool.
Here, I'll take those.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Put that back in the box.
I tried.
Got some gloves. I don't know. I think this looks like the same character for the little plush.
Looks like it could be.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I don't know what this is. Some gloves.
It's got little music notes on there.
It says Hatsune.
Hatsune, huh?
Miko.
Okay.
If y'all know in the chat, put that in the chat, y'all. If y'all know who that is.
Yeah, let us know. We got blue girl with blue pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
Well-known character, girl with blue pigtails.
Yeah, there she is right there. Hatsune Miko.
Does it say where she's from?
Officially named Co. CV01. Evocalad software voice bank developed by Krypton Future Media and its official more than a 16-year-old long. What?
That doesn't mean a thing to me.
Yeah.
Hey, what else you got in there,
Maker, Miko, she's the protagonist of a manga series named Maker Hisoki Hatsu Mix.
Okay.
Interesting.
Moving on. Aki Bento, little lanyard. What is it called? What is it?
Yeah, lanyard.
Lanyard.
Okay. Nice.
Pretty cool. Save that for the next con. Next Anime Expo.
Some Deku ankle socks.
Ooh, Deku socks.
Gonna hoop and knees.
Yeah, there you go. Plus Ultra.
I don't even know what the hell this thing is.
It's a little bag. It's a little pouch for your stuff.
Bento pouch.
Yeah, okay. You can put, like, I don't know if it's just, yeah, you put your things in there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
And
Storage bag.
Last but not least.
Oh, shit, this whole thing, like, opens up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Won't be keeping that. And I got a shirt. I don't know where she's from, but looks like she's about to do a concert, and I'm not that excited about this. So
looks like
the people in the audience,
though, they're
loving it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's killing it.
They got
audience.
The glow sticks up. They are ready.
Go.
So I mean, I might rock the shirt just to rock the shirt, but this is a pretty good material too.
So Yuslin Silva said, according to Spotify, y'all started on July 17th. If I remember, Ice entered Is Attack on Titan Overrated, which aired on August 21st.
Yeah, he came.
Okay, cool.
Fast.
So that's like a month and a half.
Yeah,
I'm just reading what he said.
Month and a couple days.
Yeah, because I remember you jumped out pretty quickly. You was like, I think Ice would be good for the podcast. So, all right, cool. We jumped, put him on. He was cool.
I've made mistakes.
So that was my mystery box, but my Patreon people.
But wait.
There's more.
There's more.
My Patreon people, if you join the Patreon of the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
I did not see that coming.
I hate you.
You.
I think I hate
chance
him.
Chance to win your own mystery box. This
yes.
is not open. We have not touched this besides carrying it around. You would get your own mystery box. The
so,
Patreon. Sign up to that Patreon, man.
I assume we're just going to give it away to a random Patreon subscriber. Right?
Yes, and let me let you guys know beforehand. This is a all these come with at least a T-shirt, they said. So that means this box for the T-shirt, it's the size is a large. So if you are a large, if you just want the box, you don't give a fuck about the shirt, you just throw the shirt away, whatever
hey,
the case may be.
And I just want you guys to know that this is a thank you.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
you
to you guys.
Us.
You guys sent us to this anime
Absolutely.
Spot, like to Anime Expo.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, you know, we want to give back. So this is us giving back to you. So somebody's luckily going to get this amazing mystery box of awesome anime-ness.
The box itself is dope.
Yeah.
Box, yeah, it's quality.
Yeah, it's very dope.
And I believe you get like, 10 items, I believe it is. I think it's a total of 10 items.
That's dope.
So you're guaranteed a shirt.
So technically, I'm in the Patreon. So if I
we are gonna take you out as a conflict of interest, Brennan. I believe
you cannot win.
I
you can't.
For the
we
Patreon.
Just started giving it to the Patreon.
I'm in the Patreon.
Are you?
I am.
There's some. I think that the Patreon subscribers would have an issue with you
yeah.
being the winner.
Would y'all be mad if I
Especially
won?
That you already
Absolutely,
took,
that would be.
You already
this
took
is
30%
like
of Keenan's box.
McDonald's
I'm
Monopoly
it away.
Documentary.
I know. I'm gonna give you some shit, man.
I'm giving it away.
Uh huh.
So yeah, man. So yeah, that was. So you guys. So how are we gonna get that away? We just gonna do like a another raffle. on the next podcast?
We'll figure it out. We'll have to, because then we'd have to, you know, put 70 some odd names in a hat. I don't know if we're gonna do all that. We'll figure out an easier way to do that.
Yeah. I think the easiest way to do it would be just like if we just do a spreadsheet with everybody's name on it and then just sign a number to each one of them.
And you can do a
random number generator. Yeah. Just like bloop and it picks up like 44 or whatever. Yep. And it's like, all right, whoever's assigned to 44 wins. And that's it. Then we reach out to them and give it to them.
Yeah. Probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, cool. All right, man. So,
hey, yo, Sir Spectacular, you need to calm that disrespect down.
He says, I don't know. I wouldn't be too mad. Brennan is just a guest.
I mean, you're right. I guess you're technically right. But yeah.
You're ugly. Both of you.
I've never been called that. But
you have just now.
Not by anybody that.
Go on. Okay. You can do it.
Anyways, so we're going to be discussing our Anime Expo experience. But before we do that, we have a poll that got some results.
Yeah. Wow. So this last week, we've been keeping up with our poll, another Patreon exclusive that we have. You know, these are just fun for the most part, but we had who do you think would be the best anime boss that you would want to work for? Because, you know, sometimes these characters, they got their own side hustles. They got their businesses on the side. And who we had, I mean, obviously there's more than just we had, but for this time we had Bulma, obviously running Capsule Corp. Mm-hmm. You've got Urahara running the Soul Society shop there in the real world and being a soul reaper on his main job. You got Reagan with his paranormal investigation business. And then Izumi from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, who runs her butcher shop with her husband. Now, these results, Bulma came in first. People had her as the best boss. Though I will be honest, a lot of those replies, people are looking for an HR violation. They're looking to just get busy with the boss in this.
Oh, come on. Yeah. She's a billionaire.
Wait,
or something
that
like
happen
that.
In Neon Genesis or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the people were definitely on that Mr. Me Too stuff.
But remember,
for sure.
She was the boss. Yep. Remember? Mm-hmm. That was a whole thing.
Somebody, I forget who it was. Somebody was just like, oh, Step Bulma, what are you doing?
Step?
Oh, Light Yagamichi, shout out to you. Wait, Step Bulma, what are you doing? Yeah, that kind of
made me
laugh.
People going to be shooting their shots at the boss. But also, too, it's like Bulma, man, they pay well at Capsule Corps. And it's like, yo, you should probably get, it's going to be like a Google in a sense, right?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine
top dollar.
Capsule Corp better have like a good benefits package, good vacation. Like they are funded.
Yeah.
Like they got, for all of these, they are definitely the biggest business, which makes sense why you would probably want to work there. Urahara came in second with 37%, and then Reagan and Izumi both tied with 10%. I mean, I got to be honest, like Capsule Corp definitely has the, they're the most established business, but. I don't know that Bulma would be a good boss.
Oh, she'd be an asshole.
She would be a petty tyrant,
for sure.
I think so. Yeah. I think she would be a bit of a micromanager. Yeah.
Hey, you idiot, you didn't get it done?
Yeah, she's going to be rushing you on stuff.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. The reason I don't think so is because...
Based on every interaction she's had with everybody on that show.
Yeah, and how many of those interactions were with Capsule Corp employees?
I mean, but she treated everybody like they were an idiot.
No, I get it, but my point being is that her interests aren't in the company.
It's like almost as if who you are in any moment is who you are in every moment.
Whoa!
And I agree with that.
That came back around, didn't it?
Well, are you going to listen to my point or are you going to keep talking shit? My point being is that she's not paying any attention to the company, so she can't micromanage you because all she gives a fuck about is running around with Goku and looking for Dragon Balls.
Wow,
she's
sounds not like a really shit. Good boss.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying she's a good boss. I'm just saying that I don't.
That was the poll.
No, but my point being, I'm not arguing. I'm just arguing against your point specifically, is you're saying she's going to be like this. And I'm like, I don't think she's going to be like anything because she ain't going to be around, is my argument.
Well, when she is around, she's going to be a
micromanager fucking ass.
Yeah, you almost said something.
Rob, see, people think Rob is this great, nice guy.
Y'all don't know about Rob.
He doesn't probably curse like that. He's like, hey, man, you know, people are.
Woo, that slip up was close.
That B word was like on the tip of his fucking tongue. Right, left. He's like, he's going to be a fucking.
She's going to be bad person.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm on camera. I can't let that
didn't
one
say
go.
It, though. Didn't say it, though.
That was the closest to speculation you've ever had.
Speculation. That
would have been
great. Why are you fucking smiling?
Pure speculation. But Urahara, he seems like he'd be a good boss. I mean, he definitely seems like he's got a lot going on, but he definitely, to me, seems like him and Izumi, I feel like, would be the two that would be on like the Mr. Miyagi end of things where they'd be having you working and you'd be getting stronger in a way that you didn't even
they're
realize.
Training you for something if you're working for
sure.
Yeah, Urahara seems like the you're going to learn through this pain. Kind of teacher, Reagan, but it's like I'm gonna also make sure it's not gonna kill you.
And Reagan, I just feel like I'll feel like I'm smarter than him, and it would annoy me that he's my boss.
Yes, but
that's how he's
fucking funny.
The thing, the only thing that I'm like, maybe I'd want to work for Reagan is like, clearly with Mob, he's got his back. Like, he is a dude that goes to bat for the people that work for him.
Yeah, okay. He does.
And he's like, he's a con man, but if you're on his team, like, when push comes to shove, like, he's there. Mm-hmm. And, like, the best bosses are those kinds of bosses that are, like, they show up for their people. And when they're in their moments of need, like, when we really learned who Reagan was when Mob got into trouble with that museum, and mm-hmm. then Reagan showed up and conned those con men, you know what I mean, and got him out of that trouble. And I'm like, that speaks volume to who he is as a boss and a leader, I think.
I will say this. I do think Boma would do the same thing. I do think Boma would have her employees back. If somebody came through was like cussing her employees out, she'd be like, who the fuck are you talking to? Are you serious? You better get out of here. We don't even need your business. I can see her having her employees back and being there when she's there. You know, she's not going to be there often, Brennan said. But I think when she's there, she will be. I mean, me personally, if I was picking, I would pick Boma. One, I feel like the benefits packages would be good, like you said. The money's going to be great. I feel like the work environment would be super dope. You got a hot boss, you can, I guess, if you want to look at her like that way. And if you can actually pull Boma, I mean, you got to fight Vegeta. But if you.
I would be so.
Even before Vegeta, you got to fight Yamcha, which, like, if you're just like
a regular person, Yamcha's
a computer
you out.
Analyst working at Capsule Corp. I don't know.
You ever heard of a Wolf Fang Fist motherfucker?
Yeah. Like,
that would kill a regular person. Easily.
Oh, for sure.
Not
for
Goku sure. A marble column.
Yeah. Like, but who would you have as your boss, Brennan? Who do you think is the best boss, anyways?
I don't know. It's hard. I would say that. The choices there, I'll take Urahara. Because he doesn't seem to be solely focused on the business being successful. He seems to be more interested in his team being successful. And so when you have a boss that works like that, that means that it's going to be the best for you. Might not be the best for the business, but it's going to be the best for you. Yep. And also, like, he stays on adventures and, like, doing cool stuff and giving them crazy
weapons. I feel
like
the business is kind of a front, if anything.
It is a... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but he still runs it, though. Like, he still... Remember Rukia, everything she needed? Like, he was always there to provide it.
He had it.
Yeah, he had everything. So, it's like, I think he's kind of like... He feels to me like the drug dealer of the group, you know? Mm. Where it's just like, he's going to, like, whatever you need, like, push it through, he can do it.
His stats a little lacking, though. Sometimes they, you know, be given faulty objects to people.
Yeah, they say that, but I mean, it seems like all these things that were faulty that he's given had purpose and ended up being the thing they needed to be.
Except Cone.
I stand by what I said. Okay. You've
only seen one season.
I'm just saying, like, even Cone was a good thing to come out of Urahara Shop.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like Cone, but he ended up being very important. So, I don't know. I'd argue for that. Urahara is still absolutely my choice. And if you don't know about his release on his sword, all I got to say is one of the coolest swords in the history of anime, bar none.
You think we're going to see Bankai in the Thousand Year Blood War?
His Bankai?
Yeah.
I swear.
That would be so epic.
That would be ridiculous. I want to see the twin sword guy. What's his name? With the kimono?
Shoot.
I saw the trailer. It's all right.
All right.
Cool. Maybe because I don't know the characters and the extent of the characters.
Yeah, you just don't know the characters.
Yeah, you don't know the characters.
Yo, that trailer? I don't know the last time I've been this excited about seeing something.
Mm.
Like, that Bleach trailer, it's good. Like, everybody that we want to be in that show is going to be in it. And we know Aizen's about to be in that shit.
His name is Shunsui.
Was Aizen in the trailer?
No, he's just, there's no way they're going to be able to make a final season without
Aizen.
Okay.
The manga's out. You could read the
I'm
story,
not doing
I think,
it.
If you want to.
Oh, so it's already done, technically.
Yeah, it's been done. Basically, they went on a hiatus because the creator got sick with something, and they had to end the show, and that's why the show ended the way it did.
Yep.
And then now that they're like, okay, well, we need to revisit and actually finish it. So they're basically picking up where that manga left off.
Okay.
All right. Well, cool. So that was how the poll shaped out this week. But we do have another poll coming up, and this one's going to be a big one. It actually is just hitting the stream right now, or just hitting the Patreon right now. We are asking our Patreon members to help us pick the next show we're going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We picked a group of four shows, so help us figure out which one we're going to do next. The choices are Spy Family, Vox Machina, Assassination Classroom, and Sabakui Bisco. You know, these are some shows we've heard some good stuff about. And, you know, there's just a lot out there. There's a lot for us to catch up on. Sometimes it's tough for us to pick what we're going to do next. So that's what we got. If you're in the Patreon, let us know. Let us know what you think. If you're out there, you want to vote on the show, join the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to know what I
weigh
think?
Weigh in.
What do you?
I know what you think.
Yeah, what are you excited about? What do you want to see?
So I've already seen Vox Machina, and it's really good. I think I'm about halfway through season one of Assassination Classroom. It's okay. I actually want to see Spy Family, and I don't know what the hell Sabuku Bisco.
That was Ice's choice.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was gonna put the Taxi one on there. That's one I would have put on there.
Well, these were the four.
I know.
I put it in the chat.
Yeah,
I know.
What do you?
No,
what
but
you,
for me, I didn't want to add too many choices, so I was
yeah.
just left.
Yeah, it would have been four. Yeah. So.
I would have so dropped. I would have dropped the Assassination Classroom for the Taxi one, but I should have spoken up. You're right. That's on me.
Just saying.
What are you most excited about, Rob?
Vox Machina, personally, that's the one that I would like to see out of the four. But you know, all these are something I'm like a little bit interested in. Sabakui Bisco's true. That's the one that I have the least knowledge of. But all these, like, kind of just looking around, looking at the images, Vox Machina is the one that seems most up my alley.
Yeah, it's funny. That's what I'll say. That's what I like. I finished Vox Machina. It's funny.
Useland's like, yeah, man, whatever. Keenan needs to do Mob Psycho season two.
Yeah, so. He does.
Yeah. If it takes the podcast Keenan. To do it, I say we do it.
But. Yeah, yeah.
You need to do that on your own,
but,
bro.
Yeah, I do, and I will. But my thing with my vote was Spy Family. So, I mean, you know, we talked to some, I think Tiger was kind of just like, you guys might not like it from what I've seen, how you guys watch anime.
Given the animes we reviewed, you might think it's a little slow, and that's
you watched it already.
I've not watched the whole thing. I started it, and it did feel slow. But I can't vouch 100% because I've not finished it. So
yeah. I mean, it's a 12-episode season. It's
pretty
for quick.
Me, it seems like it's up my alley in the sense of like the premise of what it is.
Yeah.
Like you know,
no, the premise is very cool. It's interesting. I think you definitely see it story wise it developing really well. I just don't know how action heavy it is.
Yeah, because I mean, it doesn't remind me of, but it kind of gave me the idea of like, did you guys watch I think Titans on HBO Max or
yes,
and when they had to get that when that guy had to get his new family because I think somebody died yep. and then they had to that shit was this that's what that gave me the idea of was like they're gonna he has to kind of do that and have his
yes basically yeah. he's going undercover and he has to find people to be a fake family so he can complete this mission at least that's the first part of it mm-hmm. is what that's about.
Is it would you say is on a more of the comedic side or more of
yes
okay yeah anime comedy can go both ways with me it can go really really ugh. Or it can be.
It wouldn't be like that. You guys, I mean, if they pick it and we watch it, then you'll find out.
You'll find out. How ominous.
Okay. So, yeah, make sure y'all get in that, man. Join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation to make that vote for us. And, yeah, the power is in y'all hand. The power is yours.
And the poll will be open until next Monday, the 11th, until we start our next stream. So the poll will close at 4 p.m. next Monday.
4 p.m. next Monday, guys. So
the 11th of July.
So, yeah, join that Patreon to get a chance to vote on that. Join that Patreon. Remember to get that box. You get a chance to win that box. So much.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. It's a lot there. So immature.
If Ice was here, no way we got past that.
Nope.
No,
that'd be
but
30 minutes.
We're already not getting past it. So.
No, I mean, but the thing is, it would be like 30 minutes if Ice was here. And the conversation wouldn't be like this.
Whoa, we're just gonna sit there and say that bot was so pretty.
We just said Ice is not here, Keenan.
All right, man. So, look, thank you for that. So let's get into our thoughts on the Anime Expo, man. First thoughts and impressions on arrival. Do we want to just start with, since you guys got there Saturday, so start me on day
one? Yeah, day one.
Day one. So, yeah, Ice and I went day one, Friday. He was late, of course, because he's Ice. And
hella late.
Yeah, I got there at opening 10. Pandemonium. That shit was absolutely, utterly insane day one. I my anxiety went down a lot through the past since like right after the pandemic. But I felt like there I was like that shit skyrocketed.
Oh yeah,
back
I saw
up.
Pictures and people were like, "Be careful" or like, "Good luck," because it was like wall to wall people.
Some people didn't have masks and get fucked. Some people did. I wore a mask on and off every once in a while. I was just like, "Fuck, this is." I feel like no matter what, we're too close in quarters. It's like whatever.
It's
happens,
not going to be as effective as it could be. I tried to inside, but
yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. Shout out to my cousin, Pizza Boy Tellum, aka Danzel Braswell. That's my cousin, man.
He's cool as hell.
Yeah, he was great.
Dope. Super, super cool.
Good hang.
Day one, they came through as One Piece. He was what, Whitebeard. His boy was Luffy, and then his other boy was I forgot his name, but they were. Let me tell you something. I was with them the whole day. They got stopped an uncountable amount of times by people because their cosplay was so fucking fire.
His was awesome. Great. I didn't see the rest of them, but his was great.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, I was just like, bro, we need to fucking slow down. This is a lot right now.
Did they do any of the competitions for that or anything like that? Or were they just
there? They should have, actually, because I feel like they got some of the most attention that I saw. besides some of the women that were cosplaying that were getting attention, like, they were walking through. I saw a bunch of One Piece cosplays, and I feel like they had some of the better ones.
Okay.
And then they also could fill it out because they actually were buff. These are like buff dudes. So, like, they were actually
looking
like...
They could fit the role, probably, who they were playing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, we walked around with them. It was early on, I went to the first panel I went to was the black female panel. And it actually had it was pretty cool. It was a couple cosplayers in there. The Yon Don, she was there on the panel. Jay Valkyrie, Tiffy Starchild, and another cosplay artist named Anarchy. I guess I think she's kind of one of the big ones too. She gets a lot of love. And they were just talking about, you know, cosplay and being black in cosplay and how to, you know, the racism in it, of course, and the love that they got, you know, just putting their own spin and mix on it, and you know how they kind of got like bullied growing up and how you can do it and, you know, do some things with it. And so that was a pretty fun panel. We went to another panel that I will keep kind of nameless, and Ice and I were both falling asleep in there, to be honest with you. It was
that's it was tough.
Maybe because I was there all day.
Hit or miss like that.
Yeah. Maybe because I was a little sleepy or whatever the case may be.
What time did you go?
I got in there at 10. At panel was 10. That panel was like at 6 or 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah, that's a long day.
That's a long day.
Yeah,
that's super long day.
Yeah, it was a little later. But even still, like, I was just like, people were walking out of his panel. Like, it was kind of rough.
Well, we don't want to put anybody.
Yeah, didn't want to put it out there. But we got a chance to go to the industry lounge.
Okay.
Met somebody that does a Crunchyroll. Their social media.
Oh, cool.
She was super cool. I forgot. I didn't get her name. I think Ice got her card. She was super cool. Black lady. That runs her social media stuff. First day was long. First day was intense. First day we tried to figure out where shit was. You know, the different lobbies that they had that you go to. What was it? The exhibition lounge.
Yeah.
And the exhibit hall to know where stuff is. So Saturday, day two. This is when the whole squad came through, whole crew love, man. Myself, Brennan, Ice, Rob,
Cameron.
Cam, Killer Cam. My cousin ended up kicking it with us solo without his people that day. He was dressed up as Toto.
Yeah.
He was Toto. Like I said, no shirt, buffed out. And what were you guys experiencing when you guys first got there?
Man, no love for Chaz at all.
Oh, yeah, Chaz.
And
I was perfectly comfortable with that.
Yeah, nice. I was watching Brennan sitting over there just arms crossed.
My apologies.
Say a damn thing.
Fan favorite guest. Yeah, fan favorite guest. We had an extra pass for Chaz.
Not everybody's favorite guest.
And Chaz came through, and he rolled with us, too. He kept dipping off and disappearing, though.
I mean, that was the fun part. We all kind of did our own thing at times, and we'd come back together.
Yeah. So first thing we kind of did was, when I met up with you guys, was we went to Hype Land.
Yeah.
We went to the Hype Land. Hype Land had its own little thing. It was dope.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Multiple games, a concert that went on.
Lil Yachty
came through.
There was a prize if you played 8 games, I think. You would win.
Yeah.
You got an automatic free shirt that you
I got a shirt the next day.
Man, okay. I smoked that basketball game.
Yeah, you did good.
Everybody saw that shit, and I was like,
Brain was lighting it up.
Yeah, it was great.
I ended up getting it. So what'd you? I know you.
I got one of the free tote bags. Yeah, I just took one of those. Yeah.
Can I speak to my first impression though?
Yeah, go for it.
But are you gonna go into the shits or not?
No.
Okay.
No. My first impression.
I feel like we should do each of our. Just
yeah, go. Oh, for sure.
No, I thought Rob was about to give his.
Yeah.
A second ago.
I mean, I let it to Rob, but go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rob. You got it.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, we got there and it was like, I mean, honestly, my first impression even came the day I went the day before Friday.
Oh,
I went on
right.
Thursday to go pick up my badge and there was nothing going on and it was still like a lot of people. So that was my first clue that like, oh, people are going to come through for this. Like even the COVID line, like I was rushing to get back to my car because I thought I was going to get a ticket based on like how long it was taking to get everything done. But getting there, you know, it gave me very strong like Comic-Con vibes. Like, you know, there were a ton of people and the lines were huge. But honestly, like once we got in line, like they moved pretty quick.
Yeah.
And getting in there, like it was just like you guys were saying, wall to wall people, but like crazy cosplays. Like people were looking great. We went out to check out the Hype Land thing, and there was a lot of great stuff there. I mean, they gave you like that little card you had to get like punched or whatever. You know, you play each game. But yeah, no, my first impression was just like, wow, like people really showed up for Anime Expo. I wasn't sure, like, you know, this is gonna be cool. Like, I wasn't really sure the size. Like, to me, this was, I mean, I don't think it hit the city of LA the way that like Comic-Con hits San Diego, but the people showed up, like the number of people easily comparable to a Comic-Con in my mind, just based off of what I saw.
So I've been to 2 Comic-Cons. But both of them were like pandemic Comic Cons. So yeah. I can't speak directly to that.
Mine was pre.
They were pandemic Comic Cons?
Yeah.
Well, like not like mid pandemic, but the cusp of the end of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I went to one in New York and one
San Diego. Oh, that's right. You did. That's right.
I'll say this is like, it wasn't even close. Like, there, that was one of the most attended things I've ever seen in my life.
What, anime?
You're saying right now?
Yeah, 100,000 people in attendance.
Over 100,000 people.
It was so many people.
And it looked like
it. It was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much cosplay. There was, like super cool guns and, like, big swords people carrying around, titties and ass everywhere. Like, I'm just keeping it real. Like,
he's not wrong.
He's right.
That's what I'm saying. It was, honestly, I was inspired to the space of where I want to cosplay next year. Like,
I'm with you.
To the point where, like, I was like, I felt lame that I wasn't cosplaying because so many people were. More people were than there weren't.
That's where the attention was, too. If you had a nice cosplay, you got love. People stopped you, took pictures and everything with you.
So I already know, like, I have a choice between two characters who I want to cosplay, but it depends on who I go with. So, like, for me, I'd rather be like, let's group this, let's be a group cosplay kind of thing or something like that. Mm. But,
Who would you want?
I think I'd be an excellent Krillin. Cosplay, like, I'm short, I got a bald head, it's big, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be a good one.
It's just you got to lean into it. Like, we saw the guy who played there's a guy with the beard. What did he play? The character, remember? I freaked out. He looked just like him from Full Metal Alchemist, wasn't it?
Oh no, it was the dude from Attack on Titan.
No, dude from Attack on Titan. Yeah,
yeah, dude who was playing the Beast Titan.
He looked just like that motherfucker. We walked by and I freaked out because my mind just short circuited. Because I'm like, it's him.
Yeah,
it's actually him.
He looked exactly like, I forget the character's name, but Aaron's, you know, the Beast Titan.
Yeah.
He looked just like him, and I was like, fuck out of here. And there's a lot of those. Like, we saw, like, if you have seen Arcane, you know, Jinx.
Oh,
they were everywhere. And good God, Jinx. Like, all I say is good God. Those are some of my favorite cosplays.
I will say, like, Brent and I carpooled together. We got out, we parked, and there was a young woman playing Jinx, cosplaying Jinx. And we got out of the car, and Brent just looked at me. He was like, "We're gonna see some women today." And I was like, "Yeah, we're gonna see.
We're gonna see some women today." I mean, because she, like, we got out of the car, and like, she immediately was like, just right in front of us, just right there, and just like, wow. that's how me and Rob both were like, wow, that's Jinx.
She looked exactly like her. It was crazy.
She looked like a better built version of Jinx, but yes, looked exactly
there
like
you go,
her.
For sure.
Like an older, more mature, and better.
We get it.
We get it. We got it.
That's it. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. So, but day two, I mean, we started off at Hype Land. We did all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cam won his... Would you end up winning the cam? Because you did all the
games.
You
got a tote bag.
You got a tote bag.
What character? What anime?
It's a Naruto one.
Naruto one?
Naruto. I won the pyramid toss game, got a free deck or a free booster pack of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, which I gave to Ice. I don't know if it was a good booster pack.
Sir Spectre called me Brillin.
Brillin, that's hilarious.
That is really funny.
Hey, Cam, you know you didn't have to play all the games? No, you can just play repeat games. It is
needed. No,
we tried. No,
if they don't remember you,
do this a bunch of times.
If they don't remember you,
I saw there was a guy who was right behind me in line, and this was like a pretty long line. And the photo booth person has swapped, and he immediately ducked out of line and went straight for her just to get his card punched. It's hilarious.
Oh,
I should have done that. When he did that, I was like, I should have done that. But then there was like one person in front of me, so it was like doesn't. Yeah.
Let me chill because I guess I'd be dry snitching in a sense.
Yeah, but Kenan.
Somebody was just like, "Hey, man, you straight?" Because I already did this. He was just like, just give me your card, bro.
Yeah,
because don't worry about it.
Brennan and I were just like, we weren't, some of the lines were too long.
Yeah.
And we were just like, I don't know if I want to wait this long for like, pop the balloon with the dart. Let us go back and, you know, just do the basketball thing again.
Yeah.
And that guy was like, I can't punch your card. I'm like, come on, man.
Man,
like,
you don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You got
the guy with
the
water balloon thing. He probably would have done it.
He
I asked him specifically. I was like, can I just do this again? And he was like, no.
Well, I guess when I went back Sunday, the dude that was doing the water balloon day that day, I mean, yeah, he didn't. He was just like,
yeah, he
I don't give a fuck.
But
so we did that, and then we walked around. We went to the entertainment hall, and we were walking around the entertainment hall. We saw a bunch of games, people playing video games.
Nothing happened there.
Nope.
And
walked right past that.
So we see a couple of video games, and we just happen to see a game called Smash Brothers that, you know, like, that this office and this team frequently plays. I'm not
familiar.
That good at it. I'm not good at it.
I've heard of that game before.
These three guys, Cam, Brennan, and Rob, they're pretty good at it, pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's have a moment here. What? We were like, oh, look, this, because I was like, oh, I wonder if they're playing Smash. And then it's like, turns out the biggest section of the video games that everybody was playing was Smash.
Was Smash Brothers, yeah.
Five or six consoles dedicated.
Oh, it was way more than that.
Yeah, it was like two rows.
Yeah.
Two rows.
Yeah.
So it's just like a plethora of people playing this game. And certain TVs had people like gathered around them and stuff like that. And Rob, you don't say a damn word right now, Kenan. Rob, I sat down to play, and I'm being very quiet and humble. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. No, you were just like, oh, okay, there's some people playing. You saw a couple guys that were, you know, fighting each other, and you were just like, oh, like, can I get next, essentially?
Yeah.
Like,
but stop it.
I was gonna say, I didn't say anything. I was going to say, what did the friend say?
Oh, he said my boy's going to whoop your ass. That's what he said.
That's where all this started. Go ahead.
He said that, and what did I say?
I don't remember what you said.
I didn't really say. I just like to play.
You were just kind of like, yeah, I just want to get up on the next one. Was it best 2 out of 3 or whatever? And they're doing a 2 out of 3 or something.
Yep. And Rob, can you tell me what Keenan did next, please?
Keenan turned into full-on fight promoter. He was just like,
Don King, baby!
Who wants the smoke?
Yelling it. Now, this isn't him just like, who wants to smoke? Like, Keenan went full actor projecting voice.
From his chest. Who wants to smoke? My guy Brennan will whoop anybody's ass here, to the point where people are standing up just going like, what is going on? Like, some people were even saying just like, oh, like, did you want to come over here and play? And Keenan's like, no, not me. No, not me.
It's
this guy right here.
I said, my man's over here.
But yeah, no, he was just like, what? Basically, get your names on the list, because he's about to sit down. He's going to whoop this dude's ass, and then he's going to be bringing people through. Anybody that wants to get it can get it.
Yeah. I remember him yelling and saying, who wants the smoke? And I'm just like, I'm like, wow, no pressure, Keenan. Yep. No pressure.
But here's the thing about this. There was no pressure, right? I mean,
no, there was quote, pressure.
Quote, there was pressure for sure.
There was pressure.
In Brendan's head, he was just like, yes. Yes.
How you going to tell me what I was thinking?
I know you were like, let's fucking do it. I know Brendan was like, if I do this, if I start smoking motherfuckers out, first of all, I'm going to feel like a god afterwards. I'm going to feel like I'm the fucking man.
No, especially because, like, the controller situation was a little wonky.
So the first guy he plays, he's whooping his ass. Game stops. He goes, hey, man.
The dude pauses it, yeah.
Controller's kind of messing up. Brendan gives him some time. They play again. Brendan smokes him. Controller, man, I can't even jump. All right, let's switch controllers. What happens, Brendan?
I won.
Smoked his ass out again. Like, that's all I kept saying. Smoke his ass. Get him out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... this other dude.
That's literally what Keenan said, by the way.
I forgot his name, Jason or Justin. I apologize, brother. Cool dude. Him and his boy came over next.
Yeah, they were in the next row
when
they heard Keenan talking shit. And they had just, like, I saw them. Like, they had just sat down because I noticed them because one of them had, like, a Vegeta haircut.
Yeah.
He had his hair up.
Yep.
And so they were hard to miss. And so they had just sat down and they heard Keenan talking shit and they immediately put their game down and then walked over and were just like, all right, we'll get up next after this guy.
And then the ass whoopers proceeded to just display. It was so. I talked so much shit.
He really did.
I talked so much shit.
Yeah, you won 11 for
that
sure.
They would have been in trouble if Brendan started losing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I was like a proud father watching Brendan. Because you got to understand something. Brendan wasn't just winning, Brendan was fucking them up. Like, he 3-0'd a couple cats.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He 3-lifed a couple people.
No, that one guy, the three life watch. Yeah. No, the guy with the Vegeta hair, he was talking. He probably talked more shit than anybody else.
Oh, really?
Because he was like, "Yeah, my boy, I'm better than my boy. My boy ain't shit." So then I beat his boy, and his boy was pissed. And I was like, "Get up off the sticks, get your boy over here." He was talking shit, and he sat down, and I looked at him. He was just like, "I'm a 3-life you," and I was like, "That's how this is gonna go." and I 3-lifed him, you know. And he was the thing is, we were playing 2 out of 3. But if you get 3-lifed, you're done. So as soon as I 3-lifed him, I just looked at him. I was like, get the fuck up. That's what I said. I was like, get the fuck up. He's like, he just was like,
So for those of you watching the stream, if you can see, I don't know if you can even see that, but.
Oh, that's him right there.
That's the Vegeta haircut dude. Was talking hella shit. Got his ass. He got smoked. He was like, I'm better than my boy. And then his boy got up after he got beat, and he got just ran through like a Las Vegas hooker. It was.
Not the Las Vegas hooker. Damn.
He got his ass whooped. I documented this shit, so I'll put it up for the Patreon. I'll put it up for y'all to see and get a chance to watch. I put it up in the stories, and then I downloaded the whole thing so you guys can watch it if you missed the story because they're gone.
Yeah.
But like, where's the shirt at?
What shirt?
So.
Oh shit! So okay. Can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I saw this guy.
That's the
shirt. You missed him. Yeah, you missed him.
Yeah, because I'll be honest. After like 2 rounds of this, I was like, I see this shit all the time. I'm out of here. I was like, Cam, you want to go check out the rest of the con?
He was hating on Brendan, dog. He was hating on him.
No, so look. So first of all, like, I have some trauma in my past. Is that if you know, like, back in the day in high school, there was a certain group of kids that would wear like these black dragon see-through shirts that were colorful and shit. Keenan got a video of it. Wear shit like this. Normally, like, there's certain signs that you can see in people
yes.
to know that they're about this life. This brother had a see-through dragon shirt on, and his hairline and his hair was fucked up.
Wasn't edged up at all.
No edged up. And that, for me, those are two separate danger signs of somebody who's a gamer.
He had on jorts, jean
yep,
shorts.
He had jorts.
And he had his shoes tied so tight that, you know, the middle of them closed like this.
It was bad. And so, for me, I was... Like, not even joking, I was intimidated. Was I not?
Oh, Brennan was literally saying, like, I'm losing to this guy. He literally gave it to him already. He's like, I'm losing to this
I'm
guy.
I'm going to lose. I'm going to give you my best, but I'm not going to win.
Right.
And the other that made it even worse is he sat down and was just, like, quiet.
Didn't say shit.
Not a word. He wasn't talking shit. He stood there and watched me play for, like, 30, 40 minutes. Just watch. Hand in hand. I was like, did you want next? He's like, no, I'm not. Not yet.
And not
just,
yet.
Not yet. And we just watched. And then suddenly, then finally, he's like, I would like next. And I was just like, oh, okay.
He was the only person I was nervous for, too.
Yeah, I was nervous for him.
Yeah.
But then I whooped his ass, too.
And then Brennan proceeded to whoop his fucking ass. I feel like you played him twice, right?
I played him twice.
Played him twice.
Yeah. I realized him the second time, though. Yeah. The first time, I was.
You had to get out of
here. The first half of the first match, I was intimidated, so it was actually close. I was actually intimidated. I was just like, I have real trauma.
His own nerves. He would have 3-0'd him probably both times. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then so the first match, I won like with 2 lives, and the second one, I won 3.
Yeah, there was the one guy that he played the most, gave him probably the most problems, but still was getting his ass
no,
whooped.
No, he didn't. Yoshi. There's a Yoshi, that guy, the white kid with the white dude with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best player I played against. He gave me.
Was that the
problems.
Dude that worked for Nintendo? Because we did meet a guy that worked
for Nintendo. Yeah.
I think he was
real cool.
Yeah, he actually said he built, like, Steve, when they had to create Steve, he had to help rebuild all the stages for Steve because he has his own different thing for it.
Yeah, he has to be able to mine from the stages. So you have to rebuild all the stages.
Yeah, that was
mining.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
But he was good.
He was a cool dude.
He was a problem. I'll say that. He was a fucking problem with Yoshi, but not too much of a problem.
Yeah, so I talked a lot of shit. The video will be up in the Patreon. I might even put it up later just before we leave today.
I just want to point out the one thing you said that wasn't true, though. You said that if I was did what I was doing, what exactly what I did was I ran through that shit and I fucked up everybody. I did not act like a god the rest of that day.
All right.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't think so necessarily. Unless Keenan's got photographic or video evidence.
He doesn't. I was
talking
shit.
He's going to look.
I talked a little bit of shit, but.
Uh-oh. He's got the clip.
Everybody come get the smoke and smash. And what happened, Keenan?
He gave all that smoke.
Undefeated. Y'all niggas don't want this shit. God, I've been trying to tell him on the podcast, didn't I? Did I try to tell
he
you
has
a podcast?
He does. But.
He showed up with that.
I did try to tell you guys on the podcast first.
So
and
for the record.
No, for the record, I only did that. That was it.
That's fair.
That's all I did. One time. I had one statement of shit talking, and then I was done for the day.
Besides that, and that was me kind of being like, hey, Brennan, you deserve this. Like, you had the platform to talk shit after what you did. You backed all my shit up. You backed all my shit up, and let me tell you something. Like I said, thank you, bro, because I talk cash shit. Brennan was like, man, you might get me beat up, bro. I said, hey, if you get into a fight, I have to, because once they left, I was like, I can't leave Brennan by himself, because if he does get into some real shit, I got to like, all right, I got
to
help.
Well, that's why
I caused this shit. I gotta help out.
I wanted to talk shit, but I learned at a very young age is that you don't just start talking shit to strangers.
No.
Well, that one, but I was talking too much shit for you to talk shit. It wouldn't make
that
sense
too.
For both of us to talk shit.
I couldn't. You had taken it so far that I realized that my job was to be quiet and to win.
Exactly.
You know, that was my job.
It was a perfect storm.
I've never been in that situation before, by the way. That was the first.
Hey,
me.
Man.
Normally, nobody ever wants me to win because of what just...
You rep us.
No, that's what I said. Go represent the dojo. That's
you
what I said
yeah.
on the way up to the console.
He repped us. So I mean,
and shout out to Bomani actually. Bomani saw that and texted me. He was just like, "Good job, nigga." You know, because Bomani for how much Bomani hates me.
Yeah,
like he still is like same dojo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
like,
yeah, no,
fuck
for sure.
You all day long while we're playing each other. But when we outside of this, like, no, fuck them.
This is the home. We don't talk shit against the home to outsiders. Nah,
no.
Yeah, get this work.
But yeah, so you guys were doing that. Cameron and I split off for a bit. Yeah. We went to go check out. I mean, this place was the other thing. It's like I thought the entertainment hall was like it, and I was like, oh, okay, like we did a loop, and I'm like, all right, like this is cool. Like, All right. That's a cool convention. Let's go see what else is out there. They had a whole other building with like two other halls.
There's two other buildings.
They were bigger than like the one for the merch.
We saw
merch
one
hall was
of
huge.
Three buildings.
Well, here's the thing. There's the entertainment hall, which we went to. Then there's an exhibit hall where you can buy shit.
That's where Cam and I went after that.
And then there was the art one.
Then
too.
The art one. So the exhibit hall, what you guys end up buying?
That's where I bought the jacket, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the exhibit hall, they had like a bunch of, you know, this, if you've been to Comic-Con, this one is more like traditional what you would see there. Like shows have like their booth set up, you know, different production companies have their booth set up. You know, they got all their merch out. They have a couple like smaller independent vendors. So Cam and I were walking around. I found a list, like a pin vendor. I've been into like a little bit of pin collecting recently. So I got a Dragon Ball pin and a President Loki pin, you know, not necessarily anime related, but you know, Marvel nerd stuff. Mm. So I got that. I got a little.
You were buying a lot of shit, actually.
I'm here, man.
Rob was shopping. Of course.
Let's do it.
I was browsing mostly. Rob was doing the shopping.
Yeah. I found a small like Pokeball Lego set with that you had like a Squirtle Lego in there. So I built that. I got that on my desk here at work now. And in that hall, I got a print of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood print of like a poster for the show that maybe we'll take a picture of that and post it to the Patreon later. But pretty cool print there. They had that one booth we went to. I got that when by the time we'd all met up.
Mm. So
and
that
they
was
some
in the
really
that was in
great
the art. That was in the art specific because they've got a whole. Was the art exhibit, I think, is what it was called. Or something
well,
like
that no, this was still in the exhibit hall.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. This was still in the exhibit hall. I got that. And this was one where they had like. They had the Avatar The Last Airbender print that was super dope. They had the Hunter x Hunter one that was super dope.
Oh, that one that had the
like, yeah, there was like they had like basically the outline of the protagonist's head, and then they filled that in with like the different like characters and like different like references from the show. They had a super dope Cowboy Bebop one. Honestly, between the two, it really came down to the Cowboy Bebop one and the Full Metal Alchemist one. I went Full Metal Alchemist just because that show means a little bit more to me personally. But there was some really cool stuff. But that exhibition hall, that's where we got the mystery boxes too.
Yeah.
Hypeland had a booth, which had a bunch of like skate decks, I think. Ice ended up getting one of those.
You did.
They had some cool shirts. I thought about getting a shirt, but it was kind of just like, I just dropped a bunch of money on this print.
How was the print? Well, if you don't mind me saying, like, what was the range of the prints over there? Like,
the prints
$50 bucks?
That particular booth were like in the 40 to 50 range. I got a smaller one, which I think was like 40.
Okay.
No, not crazy.
But still, for a print, is pretty pricey because you got to still laminate it and all that shit like that. You got to put your own little.
Yeah, you got to frame it. Yeah. It's a thing. Which I'll do eventually, but it's been added to a pile of a bunch of other really cool prints I have that I got to get framed and put up some kind of wall space. But we were around the exhibition hall a while. I will say I saw my one celebrity sighting there in the exhibition hall.
Jeremy Grant.
I saw Jeremy Grant walk around with one of his buddies, and like I was just saying, it didn't even click with me at first who it was. And I just walked by. Hey, that
who
dude
were they dressed
is
as again?
Super tall. I think they were. Two dudes from Atatsuki, which I don't know if I'm saying that right. They're Naruto.
That's right. They were
villains.
Yeah,
they had
like the red
clouds.
The red clouds.
Symbol.
But yeah, no. Jeremy Grant was there, and the other dude was just as tall, so it might have just been another player I didn't recognize. But shout out to him. Go Cuse. happy to see he's also in the anime life. Yeah, Brennan's giving me that look.
Right I forgot he was a Syracuse player.
Yeah, he was there for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, it's dope.
But yeah, no, it was cool to see him there. And yeah, there was a lot going on, a lot for sale in the exhibition hall. And you guys joined us a little bit later, and you did some shopping too.
Oh yeah, actually the day before, two things. I got a dope ass fucking
jacket,
Shinron jacket. Oh man, that shit it's so dope. I actually got them all right now. I got some Shinron socks on Saturday.
I got those too.
Yeah,
we got those at the same time.
Yeah, you got the same socks.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm wearing them right now. They're comfortable too.
They're super comfortable. I wore them yesterday.
Friday, I forgot to say this on Friday. We actually went through through a hentai booth. It was like not just a booth; it was like a whole section.
I did see that section.
I didn't even see that. Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was all blocked off. You
can't see unless you go inside.
Did you went inside?
Yeah, we went inside Friday.
So, like I said, how was it?
It was a lot.
Did it turn you on?
No, like it was like for me, I was just like, this is why this is not
like,
for
no.
me. It wasn't for me.
Hentai's like, not for me either. Like. I understand how it is for certain people.
100%.
I get it because I can see that, but I understand. But for me, it just doesn't compute to my.
I wasn't looking at this
regions.
Like, yo, this is sexy. Like, I was just like,
the voice acting is crazy. I say that.
Yeah, but also too, you saw a lot of people like some of my cousin's friends. They were like, yo, that's from I guess from people. Who's the black girl from Bleach?
Yorishi.
They had a.
Oh yeah, I bet you they did.
Oh yeah.
They had one of her in there looking, busting it open, and I was just like, okay, this is.
Well, I think it's funny to hear that, and then this this guy I follow on Twitter, actor Rahul Kohli, who's on like iZombie and a few other things on Netflix. But I follow him. He's a funny dude. He's a good actor. But he went to the Anime Expo I think a day or two after us, and he said, I went to the horny section of the Anime Expo convention, and let me tell you something. Frankly, it wasn't horny enough. 4 out of 10.
Wow. For me, it was. I was just watching it. It was just like a lot of it was at first just
titties.
Titties, but like still covered, like you can just see like the bottom of the titty, and I'm just like, all right, if we're gonna go full ham, we gotta go full ham here.
Yeah, if it's a hentai, but I mean,
I was gonna say yeah, because you could see that at some of the booths outside of the hentai
section.
You could see
that on the people who were there.
Yeah, girls are walking around like that,
and I probably saw one section where you are married, saw like
sir. I'm just saying, I'm looking, I'm not touching.
there was one section where I saw like, all right, you saw like drippage, and I was just like, whoa, but then besides that. You saw a couple bare titties here, and they're just like, the people that drew them, they were drawn. Like, the people that were there, the artists were there. I was just like,
the artists were there too?
Yeah.
That's
I was like, this is skilled. This is, like, greatly skilled drawings. But I was just like.
That's why I like the art section, though. It's like, you see something really dope, and the artist would be sitting right there. Like,
that
you
was
made
my favorite
this?
Part, is you get to interact with the person who's making these fantastic prints in that right there. So
we thought there was one section, because they had a box in the middle that was boxed off black, and then you kind of had to walk in to look inside. And we thought there was like a cosplay girl in there, and we were just like, "All right, I'll look at this and see what's going on." Nothing. It was just like a section with somebody naked, where like a drawing was naked. It was just like, "All right, this is like I agree with him. I would give it a 4 out of 10 from what I'm not even a hentai person, but that line was long as shit. Like it was like
really
it wrapped around almost like the whole thing. It took us like probably like 15 minutes to get inside.
That's
because
crazy.
It was moving like it was just. It was crazy. But yeah, I wanted to get, they had like a Gohan and a Piccolo, a little fanny pack
section?
Pouch. No, not in the hand. my cousin's homegirl, she was there. She was just like, where are the dicks at? Because it was just all.
Fair question.
And I was just like, all right, that's fair. She's like, I don't want to see all these titties and shit like that. Where are the dicks? So I was just like, I guess they didn't have enough of that for the women.
It's just
so
hilarious. Just like, and over here in the tentacle porn section, there's your dicks. That's it.
So like I said, I got the box. I got socks. I wanted more stuff, but I didn't have all the stuff that I was like pressed to buy. They had like a lot of like action figures and figurines that if you're into that.
Yeah, there
were
a lot of vendors who sell like everything, like pop culture paraphernalia in general.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they had a lot of T-shirt stuff, which I thought was pretty cool.
Remember I bought the Charmander one?
Yeah.
The T-shirt? The Chipotle one,
yeah. Yeah, I bought that, and I bought probably one of the dopest jackets I own now.
It's a dope jacket.
Yeah, the Astro Boy jacket.
Hard. Man, that was hard.
Yeah, that jacket is incredible. I have a really great list of jackets now.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the weather cools back down. I'm about to be stunting on everybody, right?
Jacket, if you can get a good jacket, it's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some cool shirts.
That's all you need.
Unfortunately, I just like bought a couple of like nerdy shirts and I'm just like, I'm kind of full up right now. This is not necessarily like...
There was an exclusive one that was sold out by the time I saw it, which I was like, damn, I would have gotten that. It was like just for Anime Expo, which was cool. And there were Anime Expo shirts I saw people wearing. I don't know if they were employees or not, but I was like,
there were. There's
shirts.
A section over there for the Anime Expo merch.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, a section like when you first will kind of walk into the right, you can buy it over there. Yeah, I guess I should have bought one, but I didn't really care to buy the Anime Expo shirts, you know what I'm saying? But that was anything else for Saturday, guys?
Well, we did eventually, you know, we left the exhibition hall, and they had like a huge Monkey D. Luffy statue out there with like
super dope,
some crazy robot dude out front. Like, we saw all sorts of crazy cosplay out there. That's where Brennan saw Zeke sitting there eating his lunch.
Yeah, we saw a really good Vi too.
We saw a really good Vi because then we got some food, came back, and then went to the artist hall, where we walked around. That's where we ran into Vi, the girl cosplaying Vi, who's look great.
I couldn't believe that woman.
Yo, she
built her own like the gloves.
She's like, I'm
everything moved.
I was like, get the fuck out
dog,
of here.
She built her own. The gloves were
took
fire.
Her, she said, when she say 7 months to make the cosplay?
And it looked like it took 7 months. It was like a lot of work.
Intricate.
Yeah, and we were all just like, what do you do? Like prop design? Like art department? Like what do you work? And she's just like, no, I'm an accountant. And
so
we were just like,
look at the camera,
if you wanted to switch industries over to
do it,
you would make it because this is crazy. Yeah. But I got a few more prints down in the artist hall, which was actually a bit cheaper than the ones that I saw up in the exhibition hall. Like, I spent $40 at another artist's place and walked away with three prints because they were like, buy two, get one free. Got a couple prints there. One of them from Our Flag Means Death. Another one from What We Do in the Shadows, which are not anime, but shows I like. And also got a Hades print with the Power Pomegranate. It's almost just like an advertisement poster for the Power Pomegranate, which I was pretty excited about. And then, Brennan, you got a couple prints down there too, right? Or did you order one?
Oh, that's right. I ordered a Super Smash Brothers.
That was pretty dope.
Poster thing that I thought was really dope.
Yeah, it's got like the Smash ball in the middle, and then like all the different characters around it.
Yeah. I bought it for the office.
Yeah, fitting for what you did that day too.
Very fitting.
Yep.
I believe Keenan was gifted.
I was gifted and re-gifted. I was gifted, got my gift stolen.
You didn't deserve it.
And then. So he gifted me a Mob Psycho poster, which and you're like, wait, why did you get a Mob Psycho poster? You didn't got one.
Somebody said that. I think Rob was like, he didn't even see the second season. And I was like, give me that shit back. I was like, Rob, you can have this. And Rob was like, hey, Keenan, you may have this poster.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I felt like
he was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't mean to. But I did say, like, you got to watch the second season at this point. You got to watch it.
Now. I'm gonna watch it soon.
When?
Sooner than later.
But before the end of this year?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to watch it before the end of this year.
Y'all heard it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of your, what was your favorite copy that you've seen there?
The Vi one was super cool. I will say, let me think about favorite, because there was a lot of great ones. A
couple Mandalorians there, not anime related.
There was a lot of Star Wars stuff there, which was a little surprising. I mean, obviously,
hey,
with Visions now.
I gave my SIM card to one of those girls.
Oh, that's right.
He got a SIM card, and he was just playing my cousin out here.
No, I had a good time. So this dude just walked up to me and gave me a card and was like, here you go. And he was giving them out to other people, too, but it just said SIMP card. That was it, SIMP, S-I-M-P. Yeah. And I was just like, I partially know what this means. It just means that you kind of like, you just, what does it mean? You humble yourself to a woman or...
It's that, but more to an extreme.
Yeah, an extreme or whatever. I figured that as like, you're kind of like you're subbing yourself. It's kind of the thing.
Basically.
And so I was like, this is hilarious because we have Keenan's cousin Denzel with us and he's just walking around with a shirt off, buff as a god, you know?
Dude's
just
built.
Built like a fucking train. And so I was just like, all right, you know what I'm going to do? Like, I'm going to go around and start announcing that any woman that takes this simp card from me has this man here behind me as a simp. I got a lot of looks and laughs, but nobody took it.
Yeah, well, I will say, probably the most impressive cosplay I saw that day was probably that Vi one we saw.
Yeah.
I will say a couple other favorites that stood out to me. One that was just like really simple, but was from a movie I loved, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I saw a dude had the googly eye right on his forehead from that movie, which is just like, it's just a dude, regular looking dude with a googly eye on his forehead. But like, if you've seen the movie,
I haven't seen it.
It's super cool. Yeah. It's a cool reference. Oh gosh, there's another one I had in my head. Oh, something that I thought was surprising. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of Demon Slayer cosplay. There was a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Majority of those,
I think there was more Tanjiro's than anything.
So many people just running around with Tanjiro's like robe, kimono.
Yeah, but I will say the one that surprised me, which I saw a lot of, was Maki from Jujutsu Kaisen, the girl with the glasses.
There was a lot of groups of just a bunch of like Jujutsu Kaisen dressed people.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Or the baseball team? You guys said you saw the baseball?
I saw a whole baseball team.
Brennan saw a whole baseball team. And I did see there was one group when we were on our way out to lunch. It wasn't necessarily like they had like necessarily the best quality cosplay, but they seemed the most consistent amongst the group. There was somebody that was dressed as like the main three from Jujutsu Kaisen. So it was like Yuji, Nobara, and Megumi.
Yeah.
And they all like were matching. And like I was like, all right, it's cool to see those three together.
I kept seeing that in volleyball.
Who's the ghost character from?
Oh, Ray, not Regan. The little, the green ghost.
Oh, you know what? That's a great call.
Yeah.
We did see somebody dressed up as Dimple from Mob Psycho.
Yeah,
they looked great.
They did. They looked just like Dimple.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was really good.
My favorite that I saw, and I saw two people do it, but I saw one person do it a little bit better, was, even though the anime's not out yet, was Chainsaw Man.
Oh, there's a lot of
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man, like, just simple, I guess, regular kind of shirt and tie, but, like they made that helmet.
Intricate chainsaw helmets.
Whoa, that shit was crazy. Like that immediately stuck out to me. I guess because it was so big too. Like the display of it is so much in front, and I think that might be considered a weapon. So they had to do weapons checking. Which
they did do a weapons check. So you're checking all your props to make sure nothing's actually lethal, which was
pretty good idea.
That's a good thing.
Good, respect
today's climate.
That.
Everyday's climate.
Yeah, but so that was kind of like my ones that kind of stuck out. Like I said, besides like the Tanjiro's and a couple dope Inosuke's. I saw a couple dope Inosuke's. Kind of simple, but like the math was cool.
Yeah,
people were like, you know, you're solid in shape doing that because I was like, I want to be a Inosuke one year, And I'm just like, I'm just like, my cousin was just like,
especially if you're going to a con, there's gonna be so many other people who are.
My cousin was just like, you can do whatever you want, man. I said, bro, I'm not going. I said, I either gotta be a fat ass and nosuke, either really, really fat, or I gotta be completely in shape. I can't be in between. I'm gonna look stupid as shit.
Regular body to nosuke.
There were women showing skin, but like a lot of dudes were out there with their shirts off, ripped. Like, shredded. People were looking good.
And then the women were out there, and they were out there. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Brendan, did you have anybody you wanted to add to the cosplay list? Because I don't want to steal.
I mean, the Vi's, I thought were really good. There's a lot of really good Vi's. And I'm not even saying just because they were sexy. Like, they really look like Vi. You know? Like,
yeah. That's the thing. Is a lot of them, they worked really hard to match the
look. I mean, I'm sorry, not Vi. I mean,
Jinx?
Jinx. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
I didn't see the Jinxes like that.
I saw a lot. There's a lot of Jinxes. I saw a lot of good Jinxes. I remember when we were walking down the street, there was this one person that had a costume that was so big.
That's the one I was going to bring up. It was Rika from Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Yes. Had the whole thing and just like huge from the movie, right?
Yeah, like the cursed spirit looming over them. It made them probably like seven feet tall.
Maybe like 4 feet wide.
It was huge.
It was massive. And just walking with it.
Yeah, we gave him a shout out on our way just like, good on you. Like, that's a hell of a cosplay.
We were saying, like, that's a commitment.
Yeah, because I don't know. They were just walking into the con. I was just like, bro, if you're going to be here for the next few hours, you're going to get tired. Like, my feet were hurting
mug. I wasn't dressed with a bunch of gear and all that.
Exactly. People were out there hot and musty, and they cosplay. It was
But obviously, Brennan did see Zeke hanging out. But on top of that, there were a lot of like really great like scout cosplay, scout division cosplays from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, for sure.
People were out there with their, what is it, the Thunder Sticks or whatever?
Yeah, Mikasa, she had the Thunder. That was probably one of the best ones that I've seen too. Because she looked like she had the dope ass haircut. She had a short haircut. This girl she killed it. She fucking killed that. And then there was something I didn't know, but they looked dope. Like, I can't name the characters.
Yeah, that's the thing. There was a lot that was super cool that I just don't know who they were, so I can't shout them out.
Tough. Yeah,
there was a lot of people in like almost like Iron Man looking like armor or whatever, just like crazy robotic stuff.
That
was super impressive.
You know, you know who I didn't see? Who I wanted to see though?
Who's that?
Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anybody.
No, didn't see a single like samurai walking.
No,
around.
Not really.
Not one.
I mean, I saw a few Soul Reapers from Bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean like a samurai though, like wearing a kimono and like
Ichigos really or anything like that.
No, there's a few Ichigos.
I saw
I saw Renji. I saw a couple Ichigos.
I saw every single one.
Urahara. I saw.
Yeah, definitely. The Urahara was good.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, I was like, good lord. Yeah, that hat. Yeah, you told me like, Brennan, I need that hat. No, you said you're gonna play Urahara next time.
That's what if we do. I mean, not if when we go again. Would probably if I'm gonna cosplay, that'd be it.
Yeah, I think
you'd
be
great. Urahara.
I think we all cosplay next year. We just will. I mean, I feel like it was still good. We set it up good, but I think like next.
Well, this was my first time going to Anime Expo, so like I didn't know what to expect. So.
Yeah, same here.
I'd probably want to go for at least one more day. I think because I think there was so much that one day isn't enough.
A weekend
really
pass is probably the best.
Probably.
Yeah, probably do a 2 day Saturday, Sunday, whatever, or Friday Saturday pass. However, it's done. Do a 2 day because for you to get the chance to experience the whole thing and be like, all right, day one. Luckily, Ice and I went day one. And then I was able to be like, all right, there's some stuff here.
Then by day two and three, you knew which places you wanted to hit.
Yeah, exactly. So it was cool.
And then you're not, because I felt a little pressured to like, because when I was in Hypeland, I was like, well, this is the only time I'm here, so I want to get the free thing that I get. That's why I stayed and did it.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So Sunday, I went to a voiceover. Me and Ice went to a voiceover panel to get into anime voiceover, which is pretty cool. Got a chance to see some voiceover actors in there. There's one voiceover actress I think that does a lot. She was great too. She displayed her skills. So a guy he has an anime that's coming out, and he was like letting people audition kind of like right there in front of him, which was fucking crazy.
Nerve wracking. I would never do that.
Yeah,
I would have done it.
They were I mean, like 100 people lined up, but they only did like 4. Because they were like, all right, this is going to be too much. We got to just redo this and then just sign up online. You can audition.
This was a bad idea.
Yeah, we can audition online too.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And then the last panel we ended up going to, we stayed for Jujutsu Kaisen. We got in there kind of late and it was in the theater and it was jam packed. I sat on the floor. I got a little bit of video, watched the creators talk about it. And they seemed pretty excited. They were just like, they were kind of shocked that some of the American how good it did out here. They're just like, we figured it would do solid out, you know, in Japan or whatever. We're just like, we were kind of like pleasantly surprised at how well it did. And we were kind of nervous about Toto. They were just like, the fact that Toto was probably most people's favorite character, like we were nervous about that in here in America because you know all the yeah. you know stuff going on. It was just like we're kind of nervous, but
oh, because of like this womanizing shit.
Yeah, and it was just, so they were just like the fact that like because when they said Toto's name, they went like ah, the crowd went crazy, and they're like, we're surprised that you guys were fucking.
Yeah, because he's not really like a womanizer. He's honestly like a one woman man. He's got the one girl. He's like, I worship her.
Yeah,
he's like, what kind of women do you like?
Tall. Big butts. And so like
man likes what he likes.
Yeah. So you know they didn't give necessarily too much exclusive stuff. They kind of broke down some fight scenes and like, you know, the animation and what it took, and like it was just like, you know, this particular scene, I think it was that last fight scene. I think that some of that stuff wasn't supposed to be in there. And they're just like, yo, I guess they might have had some budget left over, or it's like, all right, let's just add this in there. And they added some of that extra stuff where they was like doing the whole, you know, that last fight scene where it was him and what's the girl's name?
Nobara.
Yeah, and they were kind of like, it kept kind of a cut between both of them. It was like they kind of added that.
That
to
fight
the end.
Was super sick.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. And it was just like, they were glad that they added that and made it just, it was a great ending for the season.
Yes, totally agree.
And they were just like, we're hyped for season two also. They didn't give us any season two stuff, which I was a little bit upset about. But they were just like, they honestly, it looked like they were like, what about season two? They were like, we can't talk about none of that, right? We can't say nothing right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was just like, all right, it looks like this somebody might kill these motherfuckers.
Just like a red dot like goes under their chest or their forehead. Just like, yeah, go ahead and talk.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. So they're just like season 2, 2023, and they're hyped about it. We're hyped about it. And that was like the last panel I ended up going to. And it was cool. It was worth it. I mean, I feel like do you guys feel like your overall experience was worth it?
Oh yeah, like I said, I would want to go more than one day next time. Mm.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was super cool. I think 2 days would be cool because that way get a chance to do some panels, still get to do you know, a chance to just see the rest of the expo, because like that's kind of what I walked away from it. Like I had like outlined all the stuff in the schedule. I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool panel. But once I got there, I was like, I just want to be in this right now.
Yeah,
like, I just want to
the atmosphere,
see what they have.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I didn't want to sit in a line to just go to a lecture hall. Like, that's not to criticize the panels or say like they weren't worth seeing at all. It's just I only had one day that I was going to be able to be there.
Right.
I just wanted to make the most of it and see as much as I could, which, you know, if I went to panels, I just wouldn't have been able to do.
Right. And I mean, I guess we would have had a, like, for at least you and I and Ice, since we had industry, we can jump the line, but still, that's why I got there super, super early to get to the first panel. And then after that, I was like, all right, let me just see the rest of this. And then we went to a late panel.
Yeah.
In between.
Which, going to a panel late day feels to me like, yeah, if it's not a really, really good panel, that could be tough.
Yeah, it could be tough. Yeah. Anything did you enjoy?
No, I had a great time. Like I said, I definitely want to go again. I highly recommend it if you haven't been.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been to 2 Comic Cons. Anime Expo takes the cake for me.
Where are Comic Cons at? New York and what else?
I was in New York and San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego's
really?
The main.
So you went to the big ones. Yeah. And this still took up? Wow, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, but like I said, the ones I went to were still like COVID-y. Said,
yeah, you're still kind of COVID
yeah.
safe.
Yeah, but this shit.
I think because last year this wasn't in person, if I'm not mistaken.
I think this shit was lit.
Yeah,
I agree with what Rob said earlier. When it's Comic Con, San Diego is Comic Con.
Yeah.
Like this wasn't
San
like
the whole
so
much
yeah.
smaller.
It didn't take over LA. Yeah. But like getting down there, there was when I was first getting down
downtown
there, like, okay,
was Comic Con. The whole downtown of LA was Comic Con. I mean, Anime Expo.
Yes.
But when we went to restaurants and everywhere around there, it's like everything was that.
Yeah. I didn't see too much of like anime when I went to Comic Con. Everything was Comic-Con
the community kind of turns it on for
it. I feel like in San Diego, it was Comic-Con themed. You went to the restaurants, they had their menus Comic-Con themed out. Yeah. When I was around there, they didn't really have that Anime Expo wise. They weren't really doing it.
Yeah, but it's the biggest thing in San Diego. Like
that's
for sure.
Thing, yeah.
For sure.
It is the biggest thing that happens in San
Whereas
Diego.
Whereas
LA's
got
LA
a
has
number
everything.
Of big things.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, this was just another thing happening at the crypto.
Like, cool, another thing.
Exactly.
Near
people
crypto
drive by like, what the fuck is there traffic? Anything surprise you about the cons at all at this con?
I was surprised by how many people there were. Like, I really didn't expect it to be as packed. It's like this whole the whole convention center could not have held more people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
100,000. That's
like it's just there wasn't a way for more people to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's like we were everywhere we went, the hallways were packed.
Yeah,
every street we walked on was packed.
Getting food was brutal.
Yeah, the
food
lines
was tough.
Getting food, like the lines were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like it felt to me like Anime Expo maxed out
the capacity of LA's convention center.
Yeah. Mm.
Which you gotta imagine is one of the biggest convention centers there is.
And it had hotels that you can go to, and it had other sides you can go
to. It was crazy.
So it was nuts.
Yeah. I don't know if this is necessarily a surprise, but one of the things I walked away from it was just like, honestly, everybody was super cool.
That's
like,
what I was going to say. Yeah.
The vibes
were
great.
Like, everybody
didn't feel threatened or anything like that.
Super
like,
happy to be there.
Chill.
People were excited to be there. You know, anybody that I remember talking to or just giving them a shout out for their cosplay, they were super receptive, super cool. It was just, like you guys were saying, very positive vibes. It was, you know, you had a couple of those, like, a couple of the Jesus people with the loudspeakers.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
but
that's you LA. Get that in LA.
Yeah, but
funny though. Some of the anime people were going.
And
up
the
to
anime
them.
People had like formed a drum circle around him at one point, and like it was just like,
that.
Oh
that
yeah,
funny.
They were messing back with him, and just like I love to see stuff like that. And I mean, you know, not to mess with anybody's faith, but like they were down there telling everybody they were going to go to hell. So you know what, like if they're going to mess back, more power to
them. I agree. That was bad. I shouldn't have been doing that.
No.
Overall, I mean, I had a good time too. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I was hyped for you guys, because I was just like, man, I was like, I wish they were here for Friday and Saturday at least. I was glad to meet up with you guys Saturday and experience that with y'all. I had a good time, man. I'm glad I was more happy Saturday watching you guys be like, yeah, they're enjoying it.
I was gonna say, going as a group was also a lot of fun, because I wouldn't have wanted going with you guys and being able to experience that was dope.
That lunch was lit.
Yeah,
we went to Yard House lunch.
Good time.
We had a good time.
Brennan and Rob had a real good time.
Yeah. Rob and I got a little tipsy at lunch.
Those musty ladies. Just kidding. They were very nice ladies.
They were very nice.
Yeah. That was a good time. Shout out to my cousin, Denzel.
Denzel was great vibes, man. Shout out to Denzel.
Denzel was very cool.
He's welcome to hang out wherever I am, whenever I'm there.
For sure.
That's my guy, man. Anything that surprised me, I guess I'm with Brennan. It's like it was more packed than I thought it was. It was a lot more packed than I thought it was, and I was kind of just like shocked by that. I guess, you know, even when I went to the Black Femme panel, they were just like, this is the most black people at any expo that they've ever seen in their lives.
Oh, wow.
They was just like, they've been to multiple anime expos. One girl, she said she's been going since the beginning of anime expo, since it first started. And she's like, I've never seen this many black people here or Comic-Con or any of these places.
It was a very diverse crowd.
It was very diverse.
Super diverse.
I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, it was like, it was all over the place. There was like Japanese people. There's a lot of Japanese people, but then there was like Southeast Asian, then there was like black, then there was white, then it was like European people. You know, it was like it was everything.
It was
dope.
A
lot of
great
Latinos.
Melting pot. Yeah,
and then it's like it's funny that you see where the interest lies by the culture. You know, it's like everybody loved Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen, but then after that, it just split.
Yeah,
you know,
shit you never heard of or never seen.
Yeah.
I guess to wrap it up, what else would you have want to see there if you didn't?
I do wish there was. I really liked what Hypeland did with their interactive stuff. I'd love to see more interactive stuff.
I was
going to
say the exact same thing.
And maybe I didn't look in the right places, but it did seem a little bit like
there was like a Studio Ghibli restaurant, which I wish I had kind of gotten into, but that was packed. That was like packed. But yeah, that was like really packed, though.
That makes sense.
Like, I kind of want food, but like that.
It's funny you say that. That was the second thing I was going to say, is that I think they could have planned the food side of it better.
There could have been more
taco trucks, man. All it had to do was just like line, like they could have just taken all
food
the streets.
Row.
Yeah, they could have lined all these whole, like the whole streets was just
maybe
food
that's
trucks.
A regulation thing.
Maybe, but I'm just saying like that would have alleviated so much of the problems.
They
try to go get something to eat.
They do food truck stuff all the time in LA.
Everywhere.
So
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if they would have, it's such an easy thing. Just put a call out there and say, look, we need 30 food trucks. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come. It's like, we got 100,000 motherfucking people.
Y'all going to eat off here.
We got Quinn in the chat. I just want to shout them out real quick. I hope you enjoyed the hopefully you were able to get to the con. Sorry we weren't able to meet up with you. But, hopefully you enjoyed the pass and had a good time there.
Oh, did he say he came? He came?
He said he was hearing people talk about Brendan running the Smash table. So there you go.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
He did. All right. Anything else for the con at all?
I highly recommend it. If you haven't gone, it's time to pull up.
Yeah. I mean,
they did a great job.
If you're in the area, if you can get to LA for Anime Expo, it's a really good time.
It's definitely Rob and I, let's go all the way honest here, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob and I did not want to go.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it all the way honest. We were both tired. We had a long week of work.
They had a breakfast and we're like, okay, I guess that's Anime Expo without
great
even
breakfast.
Going.
And we were just like, this is the highlight of the day. That's what we were just like, this is gonna be a lot of day.
I'll be for a lot of reasons. Like Keenan said, you know, COVID wise, I was nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been busy with work. I've been busy in my personal life. I was just like, I don't know, this could be, you know, a lot, especially like going downtown the other day to pick up the badge. I was like, this could be a lot. I was totally wrong. This was a great time.
Rob and I were in the same boat, and it was just like, it was the vibes, man. People were so cool.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like everybody was open to having conversation with you. You know, so you're like, hey, man, da da da. Everybody, yeah, what's up? And it's just like everybody felt like they were happy to be there. It's kind of like the closest vibe that I can describe is when I was traveling a lot and I wanted to make friends when I was traveling. I found that there's certain places that can have the right vibes where people actually want to make friends. Mm-hmm. And the best place is an ice cream shop, because nobody goes to an ice cream shop because they're having a bad day or because they're in a rush. Like, most people are there to enjoy the moment, enjoy whatever, and they're open to experiences because they came here just to have some motherfucking ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? And that, for me, is like, that's what I figured out. That's how I made friends when I traveled, like, traveling the world. I would just go to ice cream shops, and it always works.
It's a good tip.
And so, yeah, there's your tip. If you want to make friends when you're traveling, go to ice cream shops. But the entire Anime Expo to me felt like a really big ice cream shop.
Yeah, I can get that vibe.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I know when y'all was just like, we're going to only do Saturday, I was like, oh, they don't really want to come like that, which is cool. I understand, but like, I'm glad you guys did come. We'll get into more of this part later, but you know, we got some animation shirts created. You know, if you can see,
yeah,
right,
shout out to Keenan for getting those made.
Yeah, good job, Keenan.
The squad getting these animation shirts created, and you will see, you might see something a little later about these shirts, Patreon people. So just keep an eye out. But next week we will be covering the next topic will be anime characters that we think can beat Goku. This should be a fun one.
Whew.
I want to know what y'all think. Let's see what y'all even put in the comment section. I'm pretty excited about that. Y'all want to drop y'all handles?
Yeah, I'm at Brennan Produces, B-R-E-N-N-O-N Produces, on the gram.
Ice McGowan on everything for his stuff. Killer Cam, Stickman Studios, no C, only a K in there. Rob.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out actually another buddy's few friends podcast called X Boys. They are reviewing, they're watching and doing like simultaneous watching and reviews of the original X-Men animated series. So very similar to what we do, but they're watching like a couple episodes at a time and then giving their thoughts and reviewing, because they're ramping up for X-Men 97. Which is coming out on Disney Plus soon, which is going to pick up right where the old animated series left off.
Oh,
So check them out. It's X Boys on all podcast formats and social media stuff. It's just XBOYZ. And I am gonna. You keep listening. You might hear me on one of their episodes. I did a two-parter for Days of Future Past when they went and did those two episodes. They did a little back-to-back, and I came in and did a guest spot. So yeah, check out X Boys.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Keenan Baker and everything, man. And like I said, if you guys are in the Sacramento area, please, 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 Sacramento, join me at Laughs Unlimited. I will be there from July 15th to the 16th. I will be headlining over there. My first headlining gig at that club.
Nice.
Really my first headlining gig at a club like that, because normally, you know, they don't like to give them out like that. So please, I need y'all to put asses in seats. It's going to be a good time. Storytelling. It'll be off the chain. Sacramento area. Please show up, show out July 15th through the 16th. Keenan, you can hit my either DM on Instagram, or you can send, it's in the link in my bio on my Instagram also. So yeah, man. If anything else, thank you for tuning into another episode. Vanimation, join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation, SHUN. We out. Oh yeah, last thing, bro. Last but not least, make sure you put that vote in that panel. For the the vote for our last
you right there.
Yeah, little phlegm. Put those votes in for the next anime we should watch. It's out of Spy Family, Vox Machina. I said that wrong. Assassin's Creed Classroom, and it's a BQI Bisco. It's in there. So just make sure you put those votes in, because it closes next Monday at 4 p.m. by the time of the next podcast. So peace out, y'all.
And so anime was solved forever.